This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. He will also engage in key bilateral discussions, where several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will also set to take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. Last night, Prime Minister received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu, while the Indian community in Paris gathered to offer their heartfelt greetings. The Prime Minister then attended a dinner hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron for the leaders participating in the AI Summit. The Prime Minister also conversed with United States Vice President J.D. Vance during the event. India Energy Week 2025 is set to start from today in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the four-day mega event. He said that the four-day event will be the second largest energy event globally in terms of ministerial and CEO participation, exhibition space, and the number of sessions. The minister said that the event will showcase the country's success with the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana PMUY as a model for global adoption. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the two-day international conference on Unani Day today in New Delhi. The Minister of Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will also be present on the occasion. The 11th of February is celebrated annually as Unani Day to honour the birth anniversary of the renowned Unani physician, educator and freedom fighter, Hakim Ajmal Khan. The Central Council for Research in Unani Medicine, a premier research council under the Minister of Ayush, is hosting the two-day international conference on innovations in Unani medicine for integrative health solutions, a way forward. This conference will serve as a platform for dialogue, collaboration and knowledge exchange, aiming to underscore the pivotal role of Unani medicine in promoting global health and well-being. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched India's first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment rig named Srijanam at AIIMS New Delhi yesterday. Developed by the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST, in Thiruvananthapuram, the rig is the first of its kind in the country. Speaking on the occasion, the minister called for a paradigm shift from waste to wealth and emphasized the importance of sustainability and environmental concerns. Dr. Singh highlighted India's economic transformation, noting that the country has moved from being part of the fragile five to a member of the first five and is on track for continued growth. He also highlighted the significance of the new biomedical waste treatment rig, which is set to revolutionize waste management in healthcare facilities. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry, CEO BVR Subramaniam and member Dr. Vinod Kumar Paul released Niti Aayog's report on expanding quality higher education through states and state public universities in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Berry expressed hope that the recommendations contained in the report would be enthusiastically taken forward by the ministries in the central and state governments. The fourth India-UK Energy Dialogue, co-chaired by Power Minister Manohar Lal and UK Secretary for Energy Security and Net Zero Ed Miliband, was held in New Delhi. The dialogue focused on reviewing the progress made in the energy sectors of both nations, including power and renewable energy. The ministers underscored the importance of ensuring that the energy transition and economic growth proceed together while maintaining affordable and clean energy access for all. In badminton, the Asia Mixed Team Championships 2025 will kick off today in Qingdao, China. Lakshya Sen and Malvika Bansal will lead the Indian challenge. Sen, along with H.S. Pranoy, will represent India in the men's singles, while India's number 2, Malvika Bansal, will represent country in the women's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.